Welcome back to Now Playing on CHUO 89.1 FM. That was Edmonton's Tim Gilbertson from the album Palisades, the song Second Opinions. And now I am on the phone with Steve St. Pierre from Ottawa's own Old Crowns. How's it going, Steve?
It's going extremely well, Emma. We're somewhere between Toronto and Windsor in a McDonald's eating as healthy as we possibly can on tour.
Do you know exactly where you guys are? It's somewhere along the highway, I'm assuming?
Somewhere along the highway. I was laying down on the back bench, and I really don't know where we are. All I know is Joel was driving, and it was the worst time of my life. Side to side.
Oh,
you can't
no.
exactly see over the steering wheel, so we're trying to get over that right now. But we'll figure it out, I'm sure.
Oh, man. So you guys were in Toronto last night, of course.
Yeah, we played at the Horseshoe Tavern last night.
Oh, man, what a legendary venue. How was that?
Honestly, we feel like we've been really spoiled so far on this tour. Barrie, where we kicked off on Saturday, was unreal. The place was packed and everyone was dancing. And last night, we didn't really know what to expect, but it was a mirror kind of situation. The place was packed. People were up front dancing and shouting lyrics and whatnot, and we got stupidly sweaty and just had a blast. Everyone at the Horseshoe was great, and we couldn't have asked for a better second show in Toronto. So, yeah, it was amazing.
That's incredible. Now, you said people were shouting lyrics, so you obviously have a fan base then all the way in Toronto already.
Yeah, I mean, well, we all obviously have some friends and whatnot that are located here, and I used to live here, so I have some people that I know, and yeah, there's a great, we have a solid stable of friends, and I guess there are some fans that exist out here as well that come out and know our stuff and shout along with us, and that just makes it better for us. You know, obviously we play to no one and still have a blast, but, it's a lot better when you have a little bit more audience participation.
Definitely. Now, you guys are making sort of a big tour out of this, because right now you've been obviously doing some Ontario dates, but where are you headed in the next week or so?
Yeah, so we're actually playing five shows. We're doing nine shows in 12 days, and that includes the ones that we've already played. But right now we're doing a string of five dates going from Toronto last night, Windsor tonight, Peterborough tomorrow, Ottawa on Friday at the Elmdale Tavern, and then immediately following our set, we're hopping in our van and driving to Fredericton, New Brunswick. And then we have a couple days off playing in Halifax, and then Sackville, New Brunswick on the way home, and then Montreal on the 29th is the last show that we're doing.
That's incredible. And this is the first tour that you guys have done all together as Old Crowns, correct?
Yeah, that's true. And so far, so good. There's only been three or four fist fights and a lot of verbal abuse, but it's been going great so far. I think, it will be a nice test for us to see if we actually can survive as long as as we will be in a van together. But we're a pretty close family, and I can only hope that this will bring us a lot closer together. To be cheesy for him.
Definitely. Now, what inspired you guys to pack up and just go for this and start playing the East Coast?
What inspired it?
Mm-hmm.
The desire to do this for a living, to get more people to hear our music and to reach more people than we have before. We've relied on social media and stuff like that. Yep, sorry, sir. I just got the speaker off the table. What was I saying? Yeah, so we just want more and more people to hear our stuff, and the East Coast seemed like a logical decision. It's closer than driving out west, and we all have connections in various cities to help us book shows, and our manager's been great in helping us set up shows as well. And it was just, time to sort of get out there and see what other people think, as opposed to what just, Ottawa and surrounding cities think.
Definitely. Have there been any crazy road stories so far?
None that I'll get into right now.
That's
going to have to sort through our filter before we really divulge any of the events that have transpired. A lot of late nights, and people have been great in giving us a lot of free booze, which is lovely. We're trying to take it easy as much as possible, because it is a sort of a long haul and whatnot. But no extremely crazy stories yet. We'll see what pops up on the website and on Twitter and YouTube down the line.
There you go.
As it stands right now, yeah, nothing crazy.
Now, you guys are playing with Brett Castle and the Marquee Rose from Barry, who you guys have played with before. Mm-hmm. I guess I should ask, how did you guys originally sort of meet up and then decide to do this tour together?
Yeah, so we were just sort of thrown together on a bill, Brett and us, back in May. And thank you for coming to that show, by the way. But yeah, so we got thrown onto that bill together, and we just, you know, started chatting him up, and he was really into what we're doing, and likewise for us, for him. And we said, you know, we had this plan to go out east, and we wanted to do it with someone. So we asked Brett, and he immediately said yes. He's like, let's make this happen. So he's going to be opening solo along the way, but then and we'll be joining him on one or two of his songs. But he's playing with us now. Like, he's playing pedal steel and keys in our band. He played with us in Barrie on Saturday, and
oh, wow.
He played with us last night at the Horseshoe, and it's a completely different dynamic than what we're used to, but it's amazing. It's really great, and showing, you know, a different side of us, and having that extra body on stage, just feeding the energy that much more is pretty incredible as well.
Definitely. Now, as far as you guys are obviously knee deep in this tour right now, but thinking beyond this, do you guys see yourself going out west or doing more of this stuff later on? Are you sort of riding this high and wanting to continue to do this again?
You know, it's like I said, we've been sort of spoiled the last couple nights. It's been packed, and everyone's been really supportive. But, you know, we'll see how the rest of the tour goes. And you know, I think we're just having a blast. And if we can do this, you know, a lot more this year and next year and the following year and so on and so forth, I would love to. You know, I don't think we're going to be making it out west this year unless something delightful falls in our lap. We do have another plan to go back out east and sort of, retrace our steps in the fall and sort of build on whatever momentum we might create on this tour. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, next year out west, and we'd love to, you know, get down to the States eventually as well. And, you know, we were even chatting about Europe, you know, like, we have some friends who are over there doing stuff. So it's like, maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but, you know, who knows what will happen. So.
Definitely.
You know, the live music is where you make your money these days, you know, touring and getting people out to shows and whatnot. So that's what we need to do it, and that's what it is, and we love playing shows, so why not?
There you go. And if people want to catch you in Ottawa, you mentioned you guys will be back here on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Playing at the Elmdale Tavern?
That's correct. Elmdale Tavern, I want to say doors are at 8:30, but I'm not entirely sure. Check the Elmdale's website for full details. So Brett's going to be opening that show. We're going to be playing with a band from Sudbury as well. And I can't remember their name right now.
It's been a long couple of days.
Yeah, so, and then we'll be headlining tonight. So it should be a good time.
Fantastic. Well, I encourage all listeners to go out and check these guys out. Thank you so much, Steve. Best of luck on the rest of your awesome journey, and I'm sure I'll be seeing you on Friday. We're going to play a little Old Crowns right now. This is Two Birds from their self-titled debut album on CHUO 89.1 FM.